Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Thursday night's CNN presidential debate between President Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
President Biden has stirred Democratic anxiety after his performance at last night's debate.
We got to take a look at what I was left when I became president.
The president came out raspy and halting with what one person familiar with the matter says was a cold. He appeared to lose his train of thought during one answer, drifting from tax policy to health policy and mentioning COVID.
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
He gave more clear answers as the 90-minute CNN debate went on, going after Donald Trump on immigration and veterans policy.
Every single thing he said is a lie.
And noting Trump's hush money felony conviction.
You have the morals of an alley cat.
The attacks got more personal.
The worst president, the worst presidency in the history of our country.
With Trump saying he had the nation in good shape as president.
Sagar Magani reporting. Scores of sick and injured Gazans were allowed into Egypt on Thursday, marking the first medical evacuation since the travel crossing into Egypt was shut down in May. Meantime, Israeli forces moved into Gaza City neighborhoods Thursday and ordered Palestinians to move south in an operation described as the final stages of fighting against Hamas militants. And the Bolivian government had intelligence that a coup attempt could occur before the country's top military commander and his troops forced their way into the presidential palace this week, according to a senior government minister speaking on Thursday. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Protesters were back on Nairobi streets on Thursday, saying they think the olive branch offered by Kenyan President William Ruto was genuine. We get details from VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief, Mariama Diallo, who was on the scene.
The message of protesters to the president was clear. Demonstrators tell VOA they are not scared to protest even if tear gas is being fired left and right.
The police are trying to scare us away, people who have come to peacefully protest. The president, for him, it's time for him to go and resign.
Another protester says the president shouldn't be overtaxing the population.
Because government has taken a lot of loan from the World Bank. We haven't seen what the loan has done. It has not benefited us as citizens of Kenya. It has only gone to few specific individuals. Let those who are involved in corruption be brought to justice.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for hospitals in the state of Idaho to provide emergency abortions for now in a procedural ruling that leaves key questions unanswered. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Supreme Court ruling follows his department's suing to force the Idaho officials to allow emergency room care for every patient, or to every patient, that is, even if that care includes terminating a pregnancy.
While we continue to litigate our case, women in Idaho will once again have access to the emergency care guaranteed to them under federal law. The Justice Department will continue to use every available tool to ensure that women in every state have access to that care.
Thursday's ruling could mean the issue ends up before the conservative majority court again soon. AP Washington, make that AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting on a nationwide sweep of suspects accused of running health care fraud schemes that harmed patients and taxpayers.
The Justice Department has arrested nearly 200 people accused of selling unsafe drugs and fake services, generating billions in profits. Attorney General Merrick Garland says 193 doctors, nurses, and pharmaceutical executives were arrested in a two-week crackdown.
You cannot hide your crimes.
He describes fake medicines in Florida for HIV, millions of doses of Adderall for people without ADHD, and a scam to rip off Medicare in Arizona. Four people arrested for...
The AP's Jackie Quinn reporting there. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.